Jenny Metcalf is director of eConnect Communication, which is Australia's earliest science communication consultancy and has been operating since 1995. eConnect conducts all phases of science communication, from research to practice and then evaluation of that practice. Jenny has worked as a science communicator for 23 years and is a foundation member of the Australian Science Communicators and was president from 2005 and 2007. She lectures in science and medical journalism at the University of Queensland and has qualifications in science, journalism, education and communication. She's one of the presenters you'll be hearing at the Big Science Communication Summit.
Well, eConnect, my involvement with eConnect started 18 years ago after I'd been working with CSIRO and a colleague invited me to join her in the business. Almost 10 years ago, I bought her out of the business. We were probably Australia's earliest science communication consultancy. Now there's quite a few out there, but we were probably the earliest ones that are there. Our whole focus is on helping scientists communicate simply to those that they need to communicate with, whether that be verbally or in writing. So we do a mix of things. So we go right from researching sort of people that they want to talk to and what makes them tick, right through to training scientists in how to speak to the media, how to give presentations, how to engage with people. Through to actually doing products, so doing video clips, doing web copy and brochures and things like that. So, that we do the whole gamut of science communication.
Excellent. So what do you think has had some of the greatest influences, either positive or negative, in science communication in Australia?
I think probably one of the best influences on science communication in Australia was the formation of the Australian Science Communicators, which will reach its 20th anniversary next year in February. And I think that provided a basis from which that communication could become a more professional occupation. So almost 20 years ago, there wasn't really the profession of science communication. It was people were employed to be like publications editor or a media liaison officer or a journalist, but they weren't actually called science communicators. But now you will see out there that people are, that, you know, employers are advertising for science communicators. So I think that and Australian Science Communicators had a big influence on that. So I think that was a really positive thing. I do think some of the initiatives of the Inspiring Australia program seem to be looking in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I think some of the wide consultation they did a couple of years ago has been a beneficial thing as well. So, I think there have been a couple of really positive influences on science communication in Australia, but certainly Australian Science Communicators would have to lead the pack. But backing behind that has been, of course, the emergence of science communication courses at university level. They certainly went around when I got into science communication. But now you have them particularly established at four universities of the Australian National University, University of Queensland, University of Western Australia.
Yeah.
Those three in particular have developed quite a core in science communication.
Now, what are some of the developments that excite you when it comes to communicating science, particularly in your field?
I think the most exciting project I've been involved in has been something that's a little bit more of a participative engagement in science, and that's been working with the Climate Champion Program.
Oh, great.
And that's been a network of almost 40 farmers around Australia who have been involved in who we've been supporting, funded by various rural R&D corporations, to communicate about climate issues to their peers, to their neighbours, to their industry. And that's been really exciting because we've not only seen those people develop their capacities and skills and to change how they think and interact, but we've seen the effect that it's had on their neighbourhoods and their communities in being better able to understand an issue which is, of course, of utmost importance to those who are living and working in rural parts of Australia.
Definitely, yeah. Now, finally, the Big Science Communication Summit has five themes it's going to be investigating during the event. Which ones grab your attention the most?
Well, obviously the one that I'm involved in.
That's a bit of a giveaway there, yeah. But, yeah, tell us more.
It's about engaging all Australians in science communication. Last year I was leading a study which did a national audit on science communication, science engagement activities across Australia. And we had over 400 responses to that, which was quite a lengthy survey, and we're in the process of putting that up, those responses up on the website. But when you look at and analyse the sort of responses that were there, it was interesting to see that there's still a lot of one-way engagement, which isn't, to my mind, really engagement. It's more about providing information, information transfer, dissemination. Mm. It's not really engagement. There is quite a bit of dialogue happening, which is people talking to each other, and scientists being asked questions and answering them, and to a lesser extent engaging in a conversation. But there's much less of that really messy, chaotic even, way of people engaging with science, which is what happens with participation.